We are starting a series of shiurim on the Sidur HaShash now, on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And we're going to be using a Sidur called Sar Shalom, from, obviously, Sar Shalom is always a reference to of Shalom, Shalom Sharabi, they call him Sar Shalom. And this Sidur is really part and parcel of a Sidur called Kavanat Zmaniot. Sidur Kavanat Lel Pesach. Lel Pesach. So we're going to be learning the Kavanot of the Haggadah Shel Pesach and all the mitzvot Hayom, Halayla, I should say, for the two nights, which is Kaddish, Ulchatz, and all those various mitzvot, and about the four kosot and all that, and how each one is applicable to either a mitzvah, mitzvah deraita, which has to do with Zun Gedolim, or mitzvah derabbanan, has to do with Zun Aketanim, which is Yaakov Rachel. So we're going to be reading from the Sidur. Also, we'll be using a more recent Sefer called from Sefer Tiva Kavanot on Pesach. So at the back of that Sidur, back of that Sefer, they have also reproduced the Sidur. So we're going to be using that as well. So we're going to be quoting the pages on both. So in the Kavanot Zmaniot of Sar Shalom, it's going to be page Vav, Daf Vav. And in the Sidur HaShash, which is brought down in the Tiva Kavanot, is going to be page Reish Tzadihei. Reish Tzadihei. So, okay, so let's start. So the first mitzvah that we're going to be introduced to is Kaddish. Is Kaddish. So the HaShash says as follows. Because Rishon, alidei likichat hakos, v'amirat ברכות והקידוש נכנס קו ימין דאימא. קו ימין דאימא. So this we spoke about already. We spoke about how we have two charts in front of us. Imagine you have two charts. One chart on the right is the Shef of Abba going into Ima. Shef of Abba going into Zah. And on the left hand we'll also have a similar chart, but of Ima giving Shef unto Zah. Now Abba is represented by Matzot, and Ima is represented by Yayin and Kalpas. Okay? So therefore, now he says that we're dealing with Ima. So let's look to the left chart that we have. So on the left part of the chart, we'll find that there's a mitzvah not only to drink, but there's also a mitzvah of holding the kos. And thereby, let's see what he says over here. Let's think again. So even the fact you're just taking the kos, there are a very strong kavanot of Hashem Hashem. V'amirta birkat v'kiddush nechnas kav yamin de'ima. So that's it. So we're going to look at the chart. Look on the right-hand side of that chart. Right-hand side of the chart, of the Ima chart, you're going to find the kav chachan. Chochma, chesed, and netzach. Which in this particular is 4, 3, 2, and then 9. That's a Chachan chart, and that is the fact that you are doing lekicha. Particularly, if you look on number 3, which is the second row to the right, you're going to find a little hand holding a kot. So it's very nice in this chart. It's showing you that hand holding that is lekicha a kot. And then he says, what you're doing over there, which is number 3, that is Gadlut Katnu Sheni De'ima. But before that, we're going to introduce what we talked about beforehand, is the Gadlut Rishon. The Gadlut Rishon, that comes on the day, the Kedushat Hayom, and that's the next line, he says. V'tchila, before you do the Kavanot, the Likichat HaKot, he says, V'tchila Yichavin Shekava Haya B'koach Kedushat Hayom. That means as soon as the day came, your Yom Tov, you're getting ready, you're taking a shower, you're putting on your Yom Tov clothes, and you're going to shul, that's before Shkia, and as you're coming into Shkia, even before you start praying, automatically we have something called Kedushas HaYom, which these are the Levushim of Shlosha Kavim Chacham, the three Chachams, B'Shlosha Patsufim Kachav, which is Keter Chochma Bina, De Chamisha Partsufim De Yasut. Now these are all in Gadlut Rishon. That means that is, I'll tell you the numbers over here in this chart, that's 15, 51, and 2. All that entire row of Gadlut Rishon, which is Gadlut Rishon De Tfuna, which is coming in. That's the third row from the top. So what we're going to do now, we're going to read it with with what's called the Tiv Arashash, the Tiv Arashash over here on page Resh Tzadi Hei. So he says, "Kol Rishon Shel Aridei Kiddush," and he says So it's as follows: "Aridei Akosod Nimshachim Amochin Dimitzad Ima, or because Rishon Nichnas." So again, we're only working on the right hand side. But again, Tchila, he says Rashash, remember, he says Betchila Yechavin. That means Betchila Mechavin the Mochim Shekavan Nichnus of Bekdushat Ayom, Shu Gadlus Rishon. Sheav Sheata Oskin, Beshtiat Akosot, Shem Mochim Dimzadima. Hatzelech Lechavin Rak the Gadlus Rishon Betvuna. מקום מקום מחבלים גם את הגדלות ראשון דיסרסה בתבון המשך אל המצוות, אל המצוות או המצות ולכן בכל פחת הכוונה מחבלים קם ביעשות והוא חכן שהוא מוח וחוכמה מספשט בקו ימין דזה שהוא חוכמה חסד נצר שלו והם שלושה קווים חכן שלושה קווי חכן קו ימין שהוא חכן ממשיכים לשלושה פעמים בכל המשך את המוחים דגדלות, מוחים דגדלות, יש לו שלושה קווים. כיוון שיש שלושה פרצופים גדלות ככב. בשלושה פרצופים גדלות הם נשמע חיים יחידה. נקרא עם קטע חוכמה בינה, ולכן הם שלושה קווי חכן. והחמישה פרצופים דייסות, חמישה מדבר בתוך החמישה פרצופים יסרסה בתבונה, המוחים דגדלות הם שלושה פרצופים הפנימים, שהם נשמע חיים יחידה, וגדלות הזה נקרא גדלות ראשון לפי שהוא שבא מיסוד. והנה כאן מה היה ביסוד. ויסוד כולל את המוחים הנמשכים במצו ובכוסות. כיוון שישראל סבא שייך אל המצות, תבונה שייך אל הכוסות, ועד כאן דיבר, דיבר מלבוש היסוד, מלבוש על המוחים. So, because what is he saying, very simply, is that when we know Kedushas or Yom Kam, when we come into the shul, we have Kedushas or Yom, which is Gadlut Rishon. Now, even though we're dealing with the Kosot here, the Chiddush over here, we're dealing also on the other page, the other chart, which is Abba. Because Abba also has Gadlut Rishon. So we're going to Mechavin again to the Gadlut Rishon, which is 15, 51, 20, and 2. That's on the Ima chart. And also 1, 14, and 49 on the Abba chart. So all you have to imagine, all that's coming in. Okay, so that's the first practical thing that we have to Mechavin to come in. Now, on this chart as well, obviously you have all the Neranchi and all the Shemus. There are things Hashem that will go through that again. But that you have to mechaven on that. Okay, so let's continue on in the Siddur Hashash. So in the Siddur Hashash it says as follows. Im Chachan, the Mochin, the Paut, the Pnimi, the Tzadi. Okay, meaning like this. We know that there's a tselem system. What's a tselem system mean? So the tzadi of that word tselem, the tselem is spelled tzadi lamed mem. Tzadi is the oiros that come into the palsif. And the lamed mem are what hovers above the palsif. Very, very important cloud. This you'll remember. You have to remember this cloud for the entire duration of your limud of Kabbalah. Not only for the Rashash, but this is the intrinsic to understand the Arizal as well. Obviously. So he says you have to bring in the Chachan of what? Of the O Panimi, or the Mochin Panimi, or the Tzadi. Tzadi, you have to remember, is a key word to tell us it goes into the Patsuf. That's O Panimi. That's Pshat. Now, Amakivim the Lamed Mem. The Lamed Mem, again, those are the O's which are hovering above the Patsuf. The Shloshet Tzalmi, Neshama Chayechida, the Neranchi, the Neshama. The neshama, which is yasud, the ma'uben the ma, which means the right and left side of the pasuk. So, because what you're doing is that you're bringing into za from yisasav and tvuna the gadlut rishon on all three aspects of the ketah chokhmah bina into the pasuk to make it grow. Okay, that's very simple. So that's all what we're talking about. That is part and parcel of what we call the levushim. Now, what do I mean by the levushim? Because we know the system of the hachnasas amochim, the kinesis amochim is aliyadei the rule called tzameh. Called tzameh. You got to repeat that millions of times. It has to be clear, because it's going to come back over and over again. And most people forget about this, but this is the most central kavana system that we have to understand and memorize. So called tzameh is spelled Kaf Lamed, which is an acronym for Kelim Levushim. Tzame, which is Tzadi Mem Aleph, it has to do with acronyms called Tzlamim, and then mochim, and then orot. So they go in that order. They go in that order. Well, actually, well, depends where you're going, top to bottom, bottom to top. So, but let's start from the opposite direction. Let's start from top to bottom. So we're going to start with orot. Those are the lights. Are going to go into where? Into the mem of the Kol Tzam, which is the mochim. And then those two, the orot and the mochim, which is aleph and mem, are going to go into the where? Into the tzadi, which is the tzlamim. And then for the aleph and the mem and the tzadi, we're going to be going to go into the lamed, which is the levushim. And then all four are going to be going into the kelim and the kodim d'zah. Okay, so those are the shlavim. So that's what he's explaining to us over here, the system. The Rashash just spoke about the lamed of the Kol Tzam. Where is that? That is the levushim. Now the next line in the Rashash, as you can read along, is ima mochim. There we go. That's the mem of the Kol Tzam. So you bring in the levushim into Zah. You're going to bring also the mochim, which is a stage above that. And avuad the chokhmot, the gadlut rishon. Why the chokhmah? The chokhmah is on the right hand side because we're dealing with the kos rishon, and that's always on the right hand side. Shem shnei shemot, and he tells you now the names of the mochim, which are important because without otherwise you don't know what you're bringing in. So they are ab. Why ab? Because the chokhmah is always ab. Chokhmah is always ab. And besides that, the Shnei Kasa, meaning Kasa is the equivalent of Ab, but on the Nukva side. So we're bringing Mao Ben, which is the Zachar side, and the Nukva side of the Kav Yamin, which is going to be Ab and Kasa. And then you see the diagram. And then you see the diagram. So that was the introduction of the Rashash. Now we're going to see the diagram over here. What does it say on the top? It says over here, Shnei Tzalmi Gadlut Rishon Diyasut. Beautiful. Because we know we're bringing Yasut. That's number one. And where we're bringing it to, we're bringing it to Zah. So this picture over here, you have three diagrams in front of you. You have the right diagram, which is talking about the Chach and the Makif Mem. And then on the left-hand side, we have called Chach and the Makif Lamid. And underneath that, you have the Chach and the Mochim, the Pinimi, the Yasut. So you have three diagrams in front of you. Now, now, what does that spell exactly? That spells Tzadi Lamed Mem. That's a Tzelem. That's exactly what we talked about. You have to bring in the Tzelem all the time. All the time. Now, let's see over here. It's interesting that wherever you're looking, on the right-hand, left-hand, you have two columns to each one. So look at the right-hand side where it says Chachan the Makifi Mem the Yasu. It says the Rashash. It says that the right-hand side and the left side, they're identical. Why the repetition? Because one is coming from Yasut, which is, Yisasaba, Yasas, it's called in short. And the other one's coming from Tvuna. So you imagine that these Oiras, these are not Morchim, these are the Aleph of the Kol Tzame, which are coming in both on the Tzad Mao, and Tzad Ben, which is Yasut, all together. And they're going to have them all three. One for the Mem, one for the Tzadi, and one for the Lamed. Now, underneath that, under these three diagrams, okay, what you're going to have, well, here in the old Siddur, what they did was that they put it to the side. That's practically because their printing skills weren't so developed at that time. But really, you should be seeing the left part of this page, on page Zion, underneath. Underneath. So underneath over there, underneath the Havayis and the Ekes, you find the Ab that we spoke about, and the Kasa. And it's double. You have two Abs, if you see that. Ab to the right, Ab to the left. Okay, those representing the Mochim. And underneath that, you have the Kasa. And what the Kasa represents is the Levushim. No matter the Kol Tzam, go back to the Kol Tzam. So again, those Ekes and the Ranchi, that's the Aleph. The Mochim is the Mem. And then on the Nandiyath, you should theoretically see the Tzadi. We don't see this in the diagram, but you have to know it's there. And then after that was what? Is the Lamed. So they're beautiful. So that's the called Tzamei, but you don't have the Kol, you don't have the Kaf yet. So that you're going to have to see underneath. So if you go underneath, there's a little line over here that says what? It says, Legimol Kelim de Chochma de Kacham de Bechinet de Zah. Okay, the Bina Dizah. Now, what does that mean? That's the Chaf of the Kol Tzame. There we go. That means everything that we spoke about so far of the Tzadi and the Tzadi Lamed Mem, the mochim, the levushim, are going to go into the kelim of Zah, which are three kelim, because the Zah has a penimius and an emsari and a chitzer. As we know, look, pick up a cup. A cup has the exterior part, has an interior part, and has also a thickness to it. So Zah we look at as a keli, cylinder within cylinder within cylinder. So all these have shemas. All the other was sag, and then a ribur, the havaya, and then you have the ma. Those are the keli, pnimi keli, chisam keli, and sorry, of za. Okay? So that's it. That is, Baruch Hashem, the first kavana, congratulations, of bringing down what's called the chachan of the mem and the lamed and the tzadi, with the muchim, with the levushim, into the bina d'zah, where into the chokhma, into the gimel kelim of the chokhma of the kachav of the bina d'zah. Okay, now let's move on. So if we scroll down, you find the like I said, all the kelim, kelim pinim on the right hand side, the chitzon. And in Tzai, and we're going to be doing, actually it's still on page Vav, he has it over here, the left part of this, left part of the page. Okay, so let's continue here. So, those who are following in the Gadash HaPesach of Siddur HaShash of Tivu Kavano, we're going to be doing now, Ot Yud Aleph. But first let's read the HaShash. So the Rashash, you see on the right hand side of the page, on page Vav, all the way at the bottom, there's two little lines there. Let's read them. Lahash Yasham Naranchi Omochim the Chochma. So that's what he says. Let's read it one more time. Lahash Yasham Naranchi Omochim. Omochim, this is added by the new Siddurim. De Chochma. And as well, Lidachot, which is the last line, Lidachot Ches Netzach, which is the Chen, the Shlosh Keli Chesed. Okay. So let's read now the Tivu Kavana, which is this added addition over here in Od Yud Aleph. He says as follows. Now, B'tchila Nichnasim Kol Mochin B'reisha D'Zah. We know that the Mochim have to go into the head of Zah and then fall into the body of Zah. Afilo Mochim Tzirichim Lekanes B'chaged Na'i Shelo. Even though that these Mochim are really going to eventually go down into the Chaged Na'i, but they have to go via his head through the Chaba. V'aka Nishlag M'sham N'ranchi D'Chochma D'Haini Mochim D'Ruhi L'Chochma. So again, we always have to bring in these two aspects of Zah, which is Naranchi of Yisasaba and Naranchi of Tvuna into Zah. And Nitosef to that, he says as follows. You're going to have to bring in not only Yasut, you're going to have to bring in other things as well. So he said, Naranchi de Chochma de Hainu Mochim de Rui le Chochma. It's very important. Let's repeat that again. It's very important. Bitchili Nichnasim Kola Mochim de Reisha de Zah. We have to bring, again, this is a very important rule, not only here, but in all places of Kavanas, that you have to understand the rule is you always bring from top to bottom. Okay, not like some people misunderstand the Rishash. Then you have to bring into the kelim directly. No such thing. If everything has an order, you have to bring from the top, from the head, and then push down. It's called dechias, as we'll see in the next page. So it's v'tchila nichnasim kol amochim b'reishet ezam afilo amochim tzirichim likanes b'chaged nai shelo v'ach gar nisharim sham anaranchi d'chochma d'ayin amochim d'arui l'chochma. So then you bring first the lower b'chines first and then the higher b'chines. Naranchi shu avai v'ekin nikud patar naranchi echa l'yisasab naranchi echa l'tfuon avasha amochim shel ches v'netza shem avai v'ekin nikud segol v'chirik yodim v'chese. They're going to go to chese. In a low רק נרן חשמו אורות נכנסים בסוד דחיות as I explained to you as a אלא אף מוכים לבוש האף not only the אורות we're talking about also the מוכים and the לבוש נכנסים גם כן בסדר הזה ושתחיל נכנסים כל המוכים ולבושים מחוכמה ויחר כך נמשם חס ונצח לחסד ואחר כך נמשם חס ולכי לחסד So what we're doing over here, excuse me, we know we're bringing down Chokhma, Chesed, and Netzach into the right-hand side of Zah, coming from the Asur into Zah. The way it's going to happen is that you're going to bring all that Shefa, the Netzach, and the Chesed, and the Chokhma, into the Chokhma of the Zah. Then slowly but surely you're going to push them down. The Chokhma is going to stay in the Chokhma, and the Chesed and the Netzach is going to go to the to the Chesed. And then finally, a third stage, you're going to push it down again. It's called the Chiz. You're going to move the leave the Chesed in the Chesed. And you're going to move the Netzach from the Chesed into the Netzach. That's what it's called. So let's see that now inside. It says, Lahashir Shem Ranchi de Chesed. That's exactly what we talked about. Those are the dechias. You bring them slowly but surely. First, you bring everything into the chokhma, and then you're going to bring the last two into the chesed, and then the shlosha kelim the chesed, and then finally lehashisham the ranchi v'omochim the chesed, but ledachod the netzach leshlosha kelim the netzach, and then finally you're going to bring down everything into the netzach. So that's very, very important. Chesed, netzach, chesed, keli, the nukva, and then finally you're going to bring it to nukva. So that's on page Zion, by the way. So we'll move to page Zion. I find all the shepherd coming in again. But what we're going to do is that you're pushing it down. That's basically what you're doing, pushing down. So he says on the left side of the page, Keli Chesed, you're writing down the Keli Chesed. And what are you doing? You're leaving over, he says, you're leaving over the Keli Chesed and you're pushing down the Netzach. Into the Netzach. Okay, so one second. He has page Zion, and then it's not page Zion. It's page Vav Amud Beis. Sorry, excuse me, Vav Amud Beis. And then finally, when you move to page Zion, then you see the Keli Chesed to the right hand side, and underneath there it says, "Now a new Kavana now." You're going to push it down from Zaz Netzach into Nukva. That's what we're doing now. So he says, let's read inside. Ve'at yicham lamshich le'nukva. Okay? V'nefashot mispar, nefashot mizneranchi. Now the interesting here, when we work with Nukva, we're going to change the shoinus over here. So instead of working with the system which we talked about called Same, which is Neranchi, Mochim, Tzlamim, Levushim, and then Kelim, he's just going to change the language but the exact same system. So he talks about the Nefoshish, which is Neranchi. He talks about Misparim, which is the Chacham. Malchu the Kelim, Demut Vitzlam, Demut Mitzlamim. The Shloshakim, the Chacham, the Kachbad, the Nufo. We're doing Kachbad because we're doing three dimensions. We're doing not only Zaz, Bina, but we're working with all three dimensions of that, which is the Chokhma, the Ked Chokhma Bina. That's what we spoke about beforehand. That's the cave, that's the Keter, Chokhma, Bina of the Bina. Sorry, it's all three dimensions of the Bina. Now, look at the diagram over here. So you see that over here, we're dealing with all three at one time over here now. Because here, look at the Nikud. The Nikud is Petah, Segol, and then Chirik. That's Chokhma, Bina, Dat, those are the Neranchi. And then underneath you find Ab, and then you have Kas as well. Ab and Kas as well. Okay, that's the diagram. Now, when you're pushing them into the Kelim, you see Gimel came in the Chokhma Denuk. You're going to bring them into the Chokhma Denuk. Kachav, here he puts it all together. Kachav, here we go. Gimel, that's on page, still, this one page Zayin. Zayin to the right hand side, you see Kachav Denukva. Those are the three Kelim, the Nukva. Keli Penimi, Keli Mitzoy, Keli Chitzon. Those you don't have to memorize. Those are just names in Shashamot and Etzchayim. Okay? And what you're doing over there, you go back up to the page Zion on the left-hand side, and you're going to push them again, slowly but surely, Ali de Dechias, everything, all the Chachan is going to go into the Chochma of the Chochma of the Gimel Kelim, the Gimel Kelim of the Chochma de Dukla. Then you're going to leave the Chochma into the Chochma, and you're going to bring the Chesed and the Netzach into the Gimel Kelim of the Chesed. And then, finally, you're going to leave the Chesed where the Chesed is, and push the Netzach, which was originally in the Chesed, back, not back, but now into the Gimel Kelim of the Netzach. And that is one particular Kavanah of what? Gadlut Rishon. Again, Gadlut Rishon is very important to understand where we are. That's on our chart over here in the pictures. That is the Ima chart on 2. Box number 2. That's exactly what we've done so far. Now, let's move on now. We're going to do now Katnut Sheni and Gadlut Sheni. Remember, we're going to do all 4 levels over here. We're doing this slowly. So we start with what we did, Katnut Rishon. Now we're going to do Katnut Sheni, which is row number two, from going from top to bottom, row number two, and also Gadlut Sheni, which is row number one, which is on top. Okay, so now let's read it, and he brings this lashon. If you want to see it inside in the siddur, it's page Zion. Ve'ata, he starts now. Very similar mahalach. Here he's going to introduce the Shemus as well. Here. Again, we're working with Katnut Sheni and Gadlut Sheni. Ve'ata alidei likichat hakotz gematria elokim shechilufu akedat. So now we're working, since we're dealing with a higher form of energy over here, so therefore the lukims are not so stark, and therefore the diluted form of the lukims will be akedat, as we said. Va'yayish metocho, again, since we're dealing with yayin, we're dealing with the mochin de'ima, and the yayin is gematria 70. She'im chamisha etzba'ot. With the 5 etzbaot achuzo ha'ochuzim b'kot megamatri ayin hey. So yayin is 70. Now this is very practical, very easy kavan here. So you look at the wine as you're holding the kos kiddush. You look inside, you see red wine. Wine is gematria of what? Yayin is 70. Yayin is 70. Okay, and that is you add plus the 5 fingers that you're holding the kos, that's 75. And what does that give you? That can mispa Hashem haniska, and that's going to give you the gematria of akedat. That is the mochim and the levushim that you're bringing in. Now that's ali de maisa, the maisa of achid is the kos. Now he says the ali de dibu akedush. You see that? Now ali de dibu akedush, but the fact that you're saying the bracha yicham laamshir chachan. So this is going to be the Hamshachas Shefa on the level of the Levushim. So again, the Chacham, because we're dealing with the right hand side, we haven't moved from the first course. The five Patsufim, which is 9 Chagat, which has to do with the Katnus Sheni. And also the Keter Chochma Bina, which is the other 3, that's 5 altogether, which has to do with the Gadlut Sheni. We'll bring in 2 of those levels altogether. Level number 2 and level number 1. The Chamisha Patsufim, of the 5 Patsufim, which we just spoke about, Naive Chagat, which is Naive Chagat, those are, as we just explained, that it has to do with the Katnus Sheni. And the Kacha, which is to do with the Gadlut Rishon. Gadlut Sheni, sorry. Now we're going to talk about the tzlamim. Remember the called tzlamim. We have to keep our focus here. Called tzlamim. You have to identify which part of the system we're speaking about. See, we're talking about specifically about the tzlamim here. Im mochim penimim ditzadi makivim delamid mem. That means we're dealing with all levels here. Both the tzadi, which is the openim, which is going inside the batzuf, and the makifim, which are hovering above, the chacha, the chamisha, tzalme, that's the magic word. We're talking about the tzlamim as opposed to the all with the mochim and kelim. Naranchim, what does these tzlamim look at? They look naranchim. the naranche, meaning naranche is also the levushim which are going to be up and around the nai v'chagel kachab that we spoke about early on, the previous line. The chaya, chaya is just another code word for ima, because yichid is abba, chaya is ima. The ben oma, which is the right and left side. And then finally, the next line, the Rashash says, Ima mochim. Now, this is the mochim. This is the mem of the Kol Tzami. And the exact same thing, chokma, because we're dealing with the right-hand side. The Ibo Vinika, which is the nine chagat, which has to do with the Katan Sheni, he says. The Katan Sheni. Katan Sheni. She'em, Shnei Shemot Akadat. You need two. Why two? Because you're dealing with the mochim and the levushim. At the end of the day, mochim and levushim. So the mochim and the levushim will, in this particular case, will look identical. And will look identical. So akedat twice. The mochim do chokh mo dagar levushim shem shnei shemod abkasa. And as well, you're dealing with the shemod abkasa. Now, where is the shemod of akedat and where is the shemod of abkasa? So it's partial. When you're dealing with Katnu Sheni, as he said, let's read that again. Ima mochid the chokhma the ibo v'yinika the Katnu Sheni, then the shemot of Katnu Sheni is akedat twice. Why? Because of the mochim the levushim, and as well you bring in other mochim the chokhma the gadlu sheni. Of the gadlu sheni, the mochim are different. The mochim are ab and the levushim are kasa. Akasa. That's beautiful. That's going to be again on rows. I'll give you the numbers over here. 3 and 4 in our diagram. 3 and 4 in our diagram. Now we're going to see the diagram in the Siddur, not our diagram, but the Siddur's diagram in the Sar Shalom. So that's going to be on Zayin Amud Beis. You're going to see again the Ekes and Avayas. The right hand side is talking about the Mem. The left hand side is the Tzadi, and underneath that you have the Lamed. Again, that's the tzelem which is coming down. On the left-hand side, you find the two akedats for the katzal sheni, for the mochim and the tzlamim. And then the gimel kelim that it's going to. It's going into Zah. It says, the gimel kelim, the chokhma keter of Zah. The chokhma keter of Zavacha, yem shol yidacho, 1 second. Okay, so we go. So we're talking about only the Kelim Chochma. Only the Kelim Chochma over here. The Kelim Chochma. Now, what you're going to do at that point, you brought in the three levels over here. You brought in the three levels of the Tzelem. Now we're bringing all three, all the shefels over the chachan, over the chesed, the chokma, the chesed, and the netzah. You brought it all into the chokma, but you don't all need that. You don't need the chesed, and you don't need the chesed and netzah and the chokma, do you? So you have to do what's called the dechias now, and that's what he says. The next line, all the way at the bottom on the left hand side of that page, Zayin Amud Beis, he says, "Lahash Yeshem Naranchi the chokma." You leave the chokma in the chokma, and then on page ches. On the ches, you look on the right hand side, it says, V'achka yicham ledachu dechan, which is because you left the chokhman and the chokhman, you left the ches and the netza, you push both of the ches and the netza out of chokhman into the keli, into the gimel keli of ches. So there we go. That's the ches. You see over there, the avayas and ekes. That which nekud is that is in the nekud of segol and tzere, echirik, which depicts ches and netza. Those in the Mokhim again, Vayetim, because we're dealing with Katan Sheni. So that's going to be Akadat, Akadat. And then he goes down, then you find the Keli into the Keli. Those are the Keli, the names of the Keli. And then finally, Lahash Yisham Naran Chedeches Veledach on the Netzachim in Shemot. Mokhim Laz Lekor Lekeli Netzach. And they're going to move the Netzach into the Netzach. So you go to the top of the page on page Ches. Page Ches on the left hand side. Now those are the Gimel Kelim of the Netzach. Those are the Gimel Kelim of the Netzach. That's right. Okay, and obviously the Makivim do not go inside. We're only talking about the Tzadi. Everything we're talking about is only the Tzadi. The Lamed men always are hovering above. Okay. So, Chacham, that's right. You have to make sure that you're only working with the tzadi and nothing more than that. Okay. Very good. Baruch Hashem. We're moving very quickly here. So that is the gadlus sheni that we spoke about. Chacham makifin. So there's two makifim over here. So v'atam mamshich is the mukhim the gadlus sheni mitzad ima. Nimshachim al yadiyam gad the kiddush. B'tchilas mamshich is the makifim mem. The tzarish who mekach ba the ima. Chacham makifin lo lamed. The gadushin is the ima, v'af gam moshim satan lamit, the tzelam shel gadushin is the mitzad ima, shu mechagat the ima. Okay, so that all that was the tzadi, and that was the lamit of the mem. Now, okay, 1 second. Okay, so let's continue from here. So we've said it quite a bit. So let's just summarize over here. So when you're dealing with the shefa, the beginning of the ontov, you bring the gadlus rishon. Now, what is the format of bringing the gadlus rishon? The kol tzam, as we explained. Now, the kol tzam has to do with mochim, the mochim of the mem of the tzelem, and the lamit, and of the tzadi. Now, you're gonna have to bring that into the three kelim of the chokhmah. Then you're going to push into the chesed, and then finally the netzach is going to be the netzach, and then what's the next stage? Finally, you can bring that into the nukva, and then you do the three steps also in the nukva. Okay, that's gadlus rishon. Gadlus sheni, you're going to do a similar thing but a bit differently. So again, you're bringing down the mem of the makifim, the lamed of the makifim. And then finally, you bring in the tzadi. Okay, those are all that on that page. And then you're going to bring that all into, you're going to bring that into tzadi, you're going to bring that into the gimel kelim of the chokhma. That means you're bringing all of it. You're bringing the chokhma, the chesed, and the netzah into the gimel kelim of the chokhma. Then you're going to push it, the chen, which is the chesed and the netzah, into the gilim and kelim of the chesed, and then you're going to leave the chesed over there, and then you're going to bring it into the keli of the netzach. Then you're working particularly with the gadlus sheni. Then you're going to be working over here, what's called the gadlus of sheni de'ima. So what you're doing over here is you're bringing the mem and the lamed, which is the makifim now, because you've been working with the tzadi till now, into the chacham, the mochim, the pinimi, the tzadi, the gadlus, the ima, into the shlosha kelim, the chokhma, the zah, and then you can leave again the same process, leave the chokhma to the chokhma, and bring the chen into the chesed, then you bring finally the netzah, you put it down, and then finally, but we did not speak out, you're going to bring all that into nukva. All that into nukva. And the same process over there, you're going to do the dechias over there as well. The dechias as well over there. Now we should remember this point, that you have not drunk the wine. Okay, all those kavanas are as you're holding the kos of the yayin in your hand. Okay, then you're going to start the kiddush. Then he's just looking down. So tzarich lechavin kol anaz b'likichatz kos. He says, only the fact that you took it, but you haven't drank. Ela shu'u b'chinas o penimi. ולאז ולחבן בדיבור של ברכת הקידוש ברכות והקידוש בכנס או מקי כי כל מה שיש בפנימי יש בן מקיף. Okay,
Isn't that beautiful?
So to all that we've done is all the, even though we're talking about the tzadi and the lamed men, which are makifim, these are all pchat the tzadi, because you're doing a ma'aseh of lekicha and istaklus into the kots. You know, with as we said, the kots is the yayin is 70 plus the 5 is the 5, that's 75, which is the gematria of akedah, which is the mochim. All that is to draw the shefa into the patsuf, but you haven't said kiddush yet. And then on page over here, which is page tetz, amud bet, there he goes, v'yom ha-shishi. Yom ha-shishi v'yuchu shemai v'aretz, that's if it's Shabbat. And then if it's chol, you're going to do Ele Moadei Hashem Mikai Kodesh. Savri mananani, here the kavanot come. You're going to do, you bring the rafach. We're going to skip these because these are general. Well, we can do that. Okay, we'll do it. How should we do it? Because that's a very sad one. Okay, you know what? We'll leave that to the end because it's not really nogea to dafka by Pesach, but rather this is general kavanos all year round. So we're going to go through because it's short in time. So we'll continue. Well, so you said all the brachot, brachot Hashem Melech Haolam, Asher Bachavan Mikol Amim, Vero Mamtan Mikol Hashanot. You said all that, and then if it's Motzei Shabbat, you're going to say Bore Meor Esh. Okay, there's no Besamim over here. That you had already prepared the oil, and then you say Baruch Mavdi Mikol Shlechol, and then you say Shechiyanu, and you mechaven all the mitzvot Sayom. In Muhammad also all the kavanas of Matbea Bracha as well. Again, that we're not learning in this share. And then he says, we're not going to do Shechiyanu. I think we did that already, Shechiyanu, when we looked at Purim. Okay. So there's very similar kavanas over there. A little bit of changing. Okay. And then, Lizman Hazeh. Okay. He brought all the shefa finally into Nukva. Oh. Then finally you can sit down and then drink your kos yayin. So, yeah, of course, you're leaning. And then that will take us to Sidur Shash over here into page Yud Beis. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, you've done all those kavanas. Obviously, we left out the regular kavanas that we drink during the weekday. That you're supposed to do the Mechamen as well. And then finally that's going to get you all the way down to Urchatz. That's going to get you Urchatz. Beautiful. So you've done now, on our chart over here, you've done all the Chachan over here, you brought down. Of the mean, which is 4 and 3 and 2, and then 9. Well, actually 9 is going to be redone out of the Kafas, but you've already done 9 as well. You've also done 251 and 15, which is the Gadlus Rishon out of Kedushas Hayom. And also 149 and 14, also Kedushas Hayom. So Baruch Hashem, out of that chart that we're doing, and you know, we can really quantify this, if we really want to, you know, really make it really dry. So if you look at this chart, we have 4 times 4 is 16 boxes to the right, which is Abba chart. And we have 4 times 4 on the Ima chart, which is 16 over here. So an interesting way of looking at this is really you're knocking off the boxes, taking out the boxes. Which boxes? You got to do 16 to Abba, 16. You got to fill up. That's a better way of putting it. This is that. You're ringing up Shefa and you're filling up those boxes. So you have to fill up 16 boxes of Abba into Zah. And then 16 boxes of Ima coming into Zah. Okay, very simple as that. So out of those 32, we've done so far, you've done 4 on the Avosan chart and 4 on the Ima chart. That's Gadlus Rishon. It's pretty good. It's already 16. So that's 8. And as well, you've done 4 and 3 and 2 and then 9. 2 has been repeated. So that's 8 plus another 3. That's Gevaltik. So you've done 11 boxes out of the 32. So you're getting there. So you're moving on. So that gives you chesed. That puts more things in perspective in the Kabbalistic sense. It's not just bechina, 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 and you know, what am I doing? What am I achieving over here? Here, following these charts, you really feel like you're achieving something.